Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finances, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Well, 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 greetings, greetings, and welcome, welcome, radio audience. You are tuned in to Health by Design radio program. I'm your host, Sarette Sands, and we're coming to you live on a Saturday, a wonderful Saturday in South Florida. We thank you for tuning in. You may dial in and speak to our guest today. You can dial in to the radio program, dial 718-508-9457. 718-508-9457. Well, we have a wonderful program lined up for you today. We just thank you for tuning in. We've been coming to you week by week. And we just thank God for what he's doing with the Health by Design radio program. You know, listeners, God wants you whole in every area of your life. Do you believe that today, beloved? Well, it is so. And we're airing at 12:30 p.m. today on Saturday. And this is a beautiful day, Saturday, January 24th. The month is moving about very quickly. The month is moving by very quickly. But we thank God for you, you, and you. And, you know, God wants you whole in every area. And we aim to lift you up in spirit, soul, and body, healthy in all three dimensions is what we're talking about. There is so much excitement in the kingdom of our Lord. But those of you who are tuned in, even if you're not a Christian, even if you haven't accepted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in your life, you're welcome to listen in. We have a lot of good nuggets, health tips, health information, seminars that are coming up. There's a lot of great work that's going on in the kingdom. We'll be bringing you more. There's great conferences going on this year. One of the fine conferences that will be happening in Orlando is the Woman Thou Art Whole Conference, and we'll be partnering with that ministry, and we'll be bringing you so much more information. This month, we are talking about how to be healthy through detoxification and cleansing. We're talking about the healthy fast, which is the Daniel-based fast, where we do 21 days of nothing but fruits and veggies and all that good stuff, and we tell you how to eat. And please log on to www.alphahealthrx.com and pick up your detox and cleansing program booklet. It's not too late. I mean, January, we start the year off right. And if you go on our Facebook page, we're talking about a healthy new year. A lot of times we talk about a happy new year. But we're over at Alpha Health, we're talking about have a healthy new year. Amen. Because it's all about, in order for it to be a happy new year, you have to be healthy, right? So we want to encourage you, and we want to implore you and just continue to come to you week by week with great information. Again, we're going to have a special teaching on the Daniel's type fast. We'll have Chaplain Michael Aparicio. You've been being blessed by this man of God week by week. He's partnering with us also on a radio program. He's going to teach on the healthy type of fasting and also just in general, just some information about how fasting can help you spiritually to be healthy in your spirit. Your spirit, man, the innermost being that God has put and placed in you that is connected to your soul, and which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And we have to let the Spirit of God just take control of our mind, our will, and emotions so we become more like him. And we're transformed by renewing of our mind day from glory to glory. Oh, hallelujah, thank God. And we'll have a brief announcement coming from our announcers, and we'll come right back. Bless you, people of God, today. All right, and as we're waiting for our announcer to come on, We do have some announcements. Again, this is Health by Design radio program.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Welcome back, radio listening audience. We're so glad that you tuned in. I'm your host, Sarette Sands, and God wants you whole in every area of your life. And we were just giving you some announcements before our announcer came on. Again, this is Health by Design radio program. We're wanting you to tune in to dial in today, and you can dial into the broadcast by dialing 718-508-9457. We have a special guest on today, which is Pastor and Chaplain Michael Aparicio. Are you there, man of God?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Minister, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, I know you're excited about coming to our listeners with another broadcast, but we're going to let you hear from Chaplain Michael. He's going to go and do a teaching, and he's going to give you some information on the healthy fasting to uplift you in your spirit. And, of course, Daniel talked about in the book of Daniel, talked about not eating any pleasant food for 21 days. And we're thanking God for what he's doing and the information that he's sharing by way of this radio broadcast. Health by Design, you're connected to us. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And also you can dial in. You can listen to this radio program via Internet, any PDA or any electronic device or wherever you are, locally, nationally, or internationally, wherever you are in the world, you can listen to this broadcast Saturday at 12 noon and continue to just contact us and let us know how you like the program, some additional information you'd like to have shared, because we are spreading, we're growing by leaps and bounds. We thank God for what he's doing, bringing health and wellness to the body of Christ and also to the community at large. And, again, you know, we were talking about the healthy fast. We want you to pick up the detoxification cleansing program. You have your daily focus thought, your health tip for the day. You'll keep a journal as to what's happening, what it is that you desire. You're going to pray, and you're going to seek the Lord, and you're going to just become fit in every area. So without further ado, we'd like to bring to you Chaplain Michael Aparicio from Hope Chaplaincy Ministries. He's going to greet you in the name of the Lord. He's going to also give you a teaching, and he's going to also give you some announcement. Welcome, Chaplain Michael.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Blessings, blessings to all your folks out there today. Amen. All you soldiers, mighty men and women of God. Amen. And those who designed to serve God and to know God, amen, for the first time. Amen. But today in this topic, we're talking about the fasting and cleansing. Amen. How to keep your body healthy, sound, and soul, body, and mind. Amen. And here today, I was looking in the book of Daniel. Hallelujah. Praise God for the book of Daniel that he would have recorded for us. Amen. Here in the book of Daniel, verse 12, amen. Daniel here, God had brought Daniel, amen. He had brought Daniel into favor, amen. He had given Daniel favor and a lot of tender love with the prince, amen. Hey, hallelujah. The prince here, amen, and the prince, I told Daniel that he feared his lord, the king, which is the king of Judah, amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The king of the Babylonians, amen. Hallelujah. So here Daniel has favor now with God, amen. And God and Daniel, knowing that his God will answer his prayer. He know that God will provide whatever he asks for. Amen. So he told the king and them, amen, prove thy servant. Amen. Now, the king had bought some meat. Amen. Meat and wine and stuff for them to eat. Amen. He appointed them meat and the drinks of wine for why should he see your face, amen, worse liken them, the children which are of your source. Then shall ye make me anger in my heart to the king. Amen. So you say, Daniel will tell him, why shall I eat of this meat and drink wine and eat all the luxury food that what the king had provided for them? That would make me angry. Amen. That would make my countenance look like I'm upset or angry. Amen. So Daniel turned around and told the king and them, amen, and the prince, he said, prove thy servant. Amen. I beseech you, and it means I beg you, Daniel is saying, prove us as your servant. 10 days, Daniel give them this count. 10 days, and let them give us pause to eat and water to drink. Amen. Pause to eat and water to drink. Amen. So he said that he's going to eat the vegetables and drink some water. But let the other children of the king and the prince and them, let them eat all the luxury food and drink all the luxury wine and see what continent will look different than the other. Amen. Because remember, God given Daniel favor and a strong love. Amen. So you say, well, just prove us for 10 days. We want to be part of this luxury portions of Daniel 7, all types of meat, all types of sweets, wine, amen, and all the luxury. No, just give us 10 days. And here he says, and let them give us pause to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as though see a deal, as you see a deal with thy servant. So he said, well, if we do this and our countenance looks like the same to them, but then deal with us. But it is not. You still deal with us. So he considered to them in this matter. The king considered, okay, all right, Daniel, I go along with what you said and prove them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer, fatter, and in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. So now, Daniel and them, the faith had a shine to it. They got the bloodstream, the pores, and everything that goes through to the arteries that go to the heart. They had a better heartbeat than those who ate the king's portion, because their heart was raging. Was fast beating, raging, but Daniel and them heart was normal. The arteries, everything was normal. And here, in Isaiah 58, it says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall be before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Amen. Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. For thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, and the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. Amen. But here in Isaiah 6, 58, verse 6, he said, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loosen the bands of wickedness. So Daniel chose this fast to loosen the band of wickedness. So God given favor to undo the heaven burdens and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Remember now, Daniel was in the lion's den, and the lions of them didn't eat him, but God protected him, God gave him favor. God had such a love for him. Now the king of them, they want to try something that could catch him all the food because they were rejoicing, but Daniel knew better. He said, no, give us 10 days, and you'll see. So Daniel did that fast to break the yoke of bondage, amen, to break loose the wickedness and to break the yoke of bondage and the heaviness, amen, and to let the oppressed go free, to let all the frustration, all everything go, to let it go free, amen. Everything that they're going through in that time when Daniel them was experiencing, he did that fast for 10 days to let the oppression go free, to let his countenance come. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. So he let it go free. Amen. So that's why his countenance didn't look like he was frustrated or angry in his face. He looked at much lighter, healthier. He had a better blood flow in his arteries. Amen. Thank God, amen. When we take hold of this fast for 10 days, which is 21 days, eat some vegetables, amen, and eat some rice and peas or some vegetables and drink some water, amen. Amen. No meat for 10 days. No sweets, amen. No kind of sweet juice. Just some water. If those who have health problems, yeah, you could drink your diet juice or whatever. Amen. It helps. You drink your diet juice, eat your vegetables. If someone can eat rice, amen, go get some burger. Boil some burger. Amen. Put it in the crock pot and let it cook. Amen. And put some dried beans, wash it and put it in the pot to let it boil. Amen. And eat some burger and peas, amen, hallelujah, and some vegetables, and let me tell you, you will see how lighter you feel, how good you feel within yourself, you have a better blood flow, amen, God has given you favor, your countenance will be much lighter, there'll be a light breaking through the day of dawn, amen, they will see the glory of God upon your countenance, amen. We don't want to take this fast for our countenance to look like we're angry or frustrated, amen, or we're going through something, amen. We want to make you rejoice. We want you to rejoice in it, amen. So we're able to edify our body, amen. Because, amen, so let's build our spirit, our mind, our soul, amen, in a better, a much better and a healthier way, amen. And I just thank God, because you can see Daniel chose that fast. Also, Isaiah chose that fast. Amen. All the other prophets, they chose the fast, because God had given them a day to fast. And this is a month of fasting for a lot of ministries. Amen. And I just thank God. Amen. Because here he says, and at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Amen. So your parents comes, and here in 10, he says, right there he says in 10, in verse 2, in those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were filled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is the great river, amen. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked it, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were brightened with fine gold. Amen. His body also was like the beauty, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamp of fire, and his arms and his feet like the calling of polishing brass, and the voice of his word like the voice of a multitude. Amen. Hallelujah. So you see what Daniel did when he did that, came obedient to what the Spirit of God has led him to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He touched no wine. Amen. In his mouth. He didn't eat nothing. He didn't anoint himself. He didn't use no lotion or nothing. Amen. And yeah, when he lifted up his eyes, amen, he said, "Sitting man, clothed in linen." Amen. Hallelujah. The angel appeared to Daniel. Amen. Hallelujah. The angel appeared. Amen. His angel face was shining. Amen. They could see the glory of Christ upon him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. His eyes as lamp of fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Talking about the angel. Amen. Hallelujah. So Daniel here know that hey, this is a vision that he has seen before him. Amen. And that's what we all want to be like Christ like. Amen. We want to be able to feel light. We want to have no burdens upon us no more. No worries. Amen. As we fast, the fasting help us and prepare spiritually. Amen. And physically. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, amen, for this fast that is to help us physically and spiritually, amen. Hallelujah, Lord, that we are able to contain ourselves. Daniel received more wisdom and more understanding. Hallelujah, as he did this fast. Amen. Even with Isaiah, amen. When Isaiah did this fast too, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He said it was the fast he had chosen. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't eat no bread. Amen. He didn't eat no bread. He didn't deal with the bread. He didn't bring no pores that are cast out to thy house. He didn't bring nothing. Amen. So that's what is happening. Our reward. Amen. This is our reward. Then shall that light break forth as morning, that your light that's upon you, the Holy Spirit that break forth, the light of God will break forth towards you in the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. Because in Jeremiah 30:17, the word of God says, "I will restore your health and heal all your wounds." Amen. God has restored this man's health. He restored it back. Amen. He restored it back for Daniel. He restored it back for Isaiah. Amen. And they saw, amen, hallelujah, like it was like a new light that spring forth for them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And thy righteousness shall go forth thee. Amen. Thy righteousness, that what God has planned before us, it will go before thee. Amen. We shall walk in righteousness. Hallelujah. Because, amen, we not because what we've done is righteous. It's because we came to obedient to God. Just like Abraham. Abraham came obedient to God's instruction, and he went forth in righteousness. Amen. Although Abraham was an idol worshiper, but he listened to the voice of God. He didn't know who this God was, but all he know that he felt in his heart that he had to be obedient to this God who gave him instruction to tell him to leave his father's house, amen, and to go forth, and I will show you the land, and I will make you a father of many nations, a great father, a great nation, amen. So he had to go forth in righteousness and believe in the message, Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Let me say, the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. This is your reward, the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is our reward. Not financially, not because we're in a better health, everything system, our body is working properly. Amen. It's because of the glory of the Lord, amen, that's upon us. That's our reward. Amen. Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Amen. We shall call in prayer. Amen. And God shall answer his promises to us. Amen. Thou shall cry. We shall cry out to the Lord like a David cried out to the Lord. Amen. And he shall say, here I am. And you can hear the voice of God saying, here I am. See, I am here with you. Because the word of God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you until the day that he comes back, until the day of the end of the world, until he comes back. God is with us. The Spirit of God is with us. The Spirit of God lives in us, and God is with us. Wherever we go, the Spirit of God is with us. So God is saying, here I am. If they would take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, amen, just stretch forth and remove the yoke from me, just by putting forth your finger, just a touch from your finger, God, and speak in vanity, touch my lips. So I won't speak vanity no more. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hunger and sanctify the afflicted soul, then shall
thy light
rise. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful, wonderful message by Chaplain Michael today. Oh,
amen.
Boy, you're really pouring out your souls today to the people today. Radio
amen.
Listening audience, I know you should have enjoyed this program today. And Chaplain Michael is going to tell you a little bit more about how you can get a hold of him. We've been talking about the fast and the health benefits all the way through spiritually, physically, and, naturally. You're healthy in your spirit, man, healthy in your soul, your mind renewed. Your real emotions. And, you know, when you listen to audience, you know you have to give a break. You have to give a timeout. You have to call it a timeout. And that way, amen, you can give yourself a timeout where you are taking a break from all of these things that aren't good for your body. You can go and do some natural juicing. So in the last few minutes, Chef Michael is going to tell you how to get a hold of him if you're interested in volunteering, being a chaplain at the hospital. How do they reach you, Chaplain Michael? What's the phone number?
Oh, amen. My phone number is 561-714-8812. Amen. You can reach me at that number. Praise God. If you're interested, amen, to being a volunteer chaplain, For the medical places, for the hospitals, you just give me a call and I give you further information. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward for volunteers now. Amen. You have to be mature in the Word of God and able to be led by the Spirit. Because this ministry is, you have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because we bring a word of encouragement, a word of prayer, and a word of encouragement to the people. We're not going in there and speaking in tongues and evangelizing, no, amen. There's different rules in the hospital, amen. And I will run it to you, amen. But we just going there as a light, amen. I'm representing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. To do
amen.
What He has sent us to do, amen.
Well, amen. So you will get a hold of Chaplain Michael. Thank you so much for tuning in to this program, this radio program. Tune in next week. As we come to you live, God wants you whole in every area of your life. Thank you.